This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Celebrating dairy's undeniable goodness, the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy is a forum that leverages the power of dairy with consumers. And a new campaign called Undeniably Dairy is underway. Barbara O'Brien is the president of the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy based in Rosemont, Illinois.
As I think about what we're trying to do, it's to proactively provide the context for the consumer to understand that farmers are doing good work, because we know that consumers are increasingly looking back through that chain to understand where their food came from, how it was produced, and our vision is ultimately to ensure that people trust dairy as essential to their lives.
That's Barbara O'Brien, the president of the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy, and Amber Horn Lederman is a Wisconsin dairy farmer, part of the Undeniably Dairy campaign.
I and every other dairy farmer, we want consumers to go to the grocery store, pick up a jug of milk, a package of cheese, or a tub of ice cream, or all three, and know that they can trust me, a dairy farmer, to create a quality and delicious product that is undeniably dairy.
It's Amber Horn Lederman, a Wisconsin dairy farmer, and longtime dairy advocate Ryan Anglin, an Arkansas dairyman, realizes that America needs to drink more milk.
You're seeing a decline in fluid milk consumption, but the dairy consumption is continuing to increase with cheese and what's going on with Domino's and everything. The whole category is increasing, but yes, fluid milk is going down, and it's a great concern because milk is not the problem. I mean, we're talking about childhood obesity and childhood diabetes and all that. Milk is the answer. Milk is not the problem. And good nutrition and learning to eat properly when you're a youth will continue on into your adulthood. If you don't eat right when you're a kid, you're not going to eat right when you're an adult.
Some parts, like the governor of New York, outlawing a certain size soft drink, but you'd never see that with a milk, would you?
No, I hope not anyway. I certainly don't want that. But, yeah. You know, life's about choices. Everything is about choices, and you just have to make the right choices. And we have to try to educate people to where they do make the right choices. They understand why they need to make the right choices.
That's Arkansas dairy producer Ryan Anglin. And as we head out west, they're focused on healthy eating. Patrick Cavanaugh has more from Central California.
The Dairy Council of California creates materials, resources, and free lesson plans for making balanced food choices. Their nutrition and education philosophies help to elevate the health of children and parents in California through the pursuit of lifelong healthy eating plans. James Winstead is the industry relations manager.
The California Dairy Council has a very unique placement within the California school education system in really being able to provide these resources. And so it's really a niche place to be that you don't hear about. And we have a very large impact within the school system.
So without the Dairy Council, well, California produces a lot of milk, but it needs to find a home.
Right, and ensure that milk has its place at, you know, at the table, breakfast and lunch. And so we also have programs that affect school systems on a policy level. So we'll sit at a table with parent teachers associations, local school wellness policy associations, and have conversations with them about best ways to improve their policies while being able to have that additional conversation with ensuring milk's place at the table.
That's James Winstead with the Dairy Council of California. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Dairy producers, farmers, and ranchers affected by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma now have more time and flexibility to apply for some USDA loss and recovery programs. Chris Beierhelm is Farm Service Agency's acting administrator.
What I would encourage people to do is get their records up to date. You're going to want to know how many crops they had, how many acres they planted, how many livestock they had.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announcing this week special procedures to assist producers who lost crops or livestock or had other damage to their farms or ranches as a result of the hurricanes. So those affected granted extra time procedures to document their claim disaster losses. More details at fsa.usda.gov. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.